All right, and welcome to another episode of Two Guys, One Level, a place where two guys talk about all things gaming. I'm your host, Tortuga, accompanied by Pixel. Absolutely. And that said, the giveaway that we've mentioned many a times is officially closed as of a couple days ago. So there will be more. Just keep an ear out for the next one. All right. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and just jump into one of the biggest things that I was excited about and then was thoroughly disappointed with the results. Coming from Nintendo, so since the last recording, we had Pokemon Day, the February 27th, known as Pokemon Day. And they came out with news, but nothing grand, nothing major. There is a new game that's coming out called Pokemon Concierge. I'm sorry, not a game. It's like a Netflix series game. I don't know. It's very confusing, but basically it's just a hotel for Pokemon. That was like the biggest news. Yes, which was not grand. As I was saying, nothing, but nothing was grand. The DLC they announced was mediocre. It's set for fall and winter of this year. So there's two sets of DLC that's going to come out. All focus around Area Zero, which was expected that that was going to be the focus of the DLC. It just makes the most sense. And they're going to unlock like new legendaries. But I don't know. I just feel like they just could have done more. Interesting. Look at that. Mario Day gets way more love than Pokemon Day. One of the things that they announced was this thing, this new app called Pokemon Sleep. And it measures how you sleep. And it's like has Pokemon Go-esque like feel to it. But it's just based around how you sleep, how well you sleep. So basically you turn it on before you go to bed and it like measures how you snore, your movements in the middle of the night, if you pick up your phone and things like that. So yeah, like I said, there were absolutely things announced, but it's like, I just feel like they just, I don't know. It was very lackluster. And I mean, given that how well Scarlet and Violet did, I'm not surprised because that, there's just so much success on that game that they really don't have to do too much right now, that they can just coast. And when things die down, then they'll come full force with something amazing. Gotcha. Yeah, I saw that. So what was interesting about that was the guy, the managing director, whatever his name was, is he left a long time ago. I want to say early January, but it's just now being announced that he's not returning. So I find that very interesting that they just held that news for over 3 months and it only came out because of this investigation. Yeah. It's just I don't know. I don't know what the hesitation is. But yeah, I on a humanitarian standpoint, it sucks that these developers, these game devs are burning out, but it makes you question what are they burning out from if there's nothing to show right now. So it's like what exactly are they doing? That's causing this burnout because, from a consumer standpoint, there hasn't been anything shown in years. I think 2017 or 2018 was that last trailer. And that wasn't, I mean, I guess there was some in-game content shown, but majority of the stuff was like cinematic sequences. It wasn't anything game related. We haven't seen anything from the game for a long time. And honestly, what they did show of the game, it looked quite ready. Clearly, that was a very small part. And they spent everything on that little area that they showed when they did show some gameplay. But from just seeing that, like it seemed ready to go. Like that was a game ready to be played from what they showed. So I don't know where the lag is. It's a very strange kind of just phenomenon what's going on around this game. Beyond that. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's just the same game, different zone. Yeah, I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since I think Black Flag was the last one. I attempted, I want to say Unity, but it's been so long since I've played like a completed an Assassin's Creed game that at this point it's not even a franchise that I look forward to their announcements anymore, because I don't think it's ever going to be a game that I touch moving forward, which sucks because it was such a great franchise when it started. I think that's why they remade the first one, essentially. That's going to come out soon. I forgot the name. I think that was Mirage. Yeah. That might be the way to get us, the people that have lost faith in Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed, is to, you know, pull on those nostalgia strings and just redo, see if they can make us accept this new formula if they tie it to an era that we're familiar with and enjoyed quite thoroughly. That's my guess anyways. And honestly, I might give it a try just because of that familiarity, how good it was, you know, that it was the hook, line, and sinker that started it all. So it might be worth giving it another shot. And then maybe they've addressed a lot of the issues to make it worth trying all these new ones that'll come out in the future. Only time will tell, I guess. And get to play as ninjas. Suck it. Yeah, I mean, touching on Sony, I'm glad you brought it up because of the major article that came out a couple days ago regarding the Sony versus Microsoft, the acquisition block that they're trying to do. Yeah, so for those of you who aren't aware, Sony essentially told the courts that the main reason why they want this acquisition blocked is because you're gonna have to find the article for me, because I'm gonna paraphrase. But is because the Call of Duty franchise essentially carries their sales, meaning that their first party games lose so much money that if they were to lose Call of Duty, they would not be able to stand financially. Call of Duty is what's carrying them. Yeah. Pixel always has the way with words that I do not possess. So, I mean, with that said, it blows my mind. It's no surprise that I prefer Microsoft over Sony when it comes to consoles. Always have, always will, unless something changes dramatically. And the thing that kills me is every PlayStation fanboy, bot, whatever you want to call them, on every forum ever, is that Sony has the better games. They have the better first party games. They have exclusive IPs to the best games out there. In this entire time, they're not even making money on their games to stand on their own. They need a multi-platform game to continue those franchises. Right. Yeah, and it's important to note that when that came out, Microsoft requested to see all the exclusive contracts back to 2012, but Sony countered with the furthest back that they'll go is 2019. So, I mean, which still, there's a lot of exclusives in there that we'll be able to dive into. I know the MLB The Show, which is one of your biggest ones out there. Yeah, so they'll be able to dive into that to see what's going on there. I'm not sure what else. I know the God of War is obviously that just came out and won Game of the Year a couple years back. Will be on there. Anything Spider-Man that's come out since 2019. So there's going to be a lot of new info. That's the thing with public litigation, that you open yourself up to these kind of levels of exposure that major corporations like these are not going to be comfortable with. But we'll see. I honestly don't see this ruling being in favor of Sony. Like I said, they have yet to give an actual reason. And if it is the fact that the money that they make from Call of Duty is the only thing holding their operations together, I don't see why the courts would say, you know, oh, well, we should bail you out, although that's not new in this nation. But it's not Microsoft's responsibility to make Sony a better company to financially, you know what I mean? To financially support these IPs that they so claim is the reason that PlayStation is the almighty console. So I can't wait to see how that plays out. I don't see it going in favor of Sony. If anything, the courts might extend or force Microsoft to like put it on PlayStation for like one or two iterations or something. And that's to give Sony enough time to figure out their shit and then get the ball rolling with their IPs that they own. Yeah. No, and rightfully so. But we'll see what happens. Anything can happen, especially if the courts rule in favor of Sony. That would be wild. And I'd be curious to see how Microsoft reacts to something like that. And then I have one little kind of just lighthearted thing, which is really random. But the company Funko that makes those pops, they reported that they will be throwing away about $30 million worth of Funkos that are not selling. And haven't sold in a while. And so they did an investigation and they determined that it's just cheaper to sell. I mean, to throw all of these into the trash, $30 million worth of Funkos into the trash than it is to let them take up shelf space in stores that aren't selling them. Right. But they did put in their report basically the ones that have the most unsold Funkos, or I guess they made more of these expecting more sales than actually ended up selling. That's a better way of phrasing it. And it was Spider-Man themed ones, Harry Potter themed ones, Post Malone random, and Pokemon themed one. They made more copies of those thinking they were going to sell more over the last couple of years than they actually ended up selling. So majority of the ones that are going to be thrown out are going to fall into those franchises. Wow. I can't believe it's been 6 years since that. It does not feel like it. Wow, you're old. Yeah, that is going to be one of my go-to games for this month. Play that, see how it does. I'm very curious to see how well the game is going to be. I haven't seen too much on it. I just feel like it's just going to feel more like DLC to Breath of the Wild 1. I don't know. Oh, yeah, you mentioned it. Yeah. No, I was just agreeing with you, but also that Bayonetta game comes out this month too. The Cereza Origins, whatever it's called. Yeah, so I think it has a lot to do with the renewed love for Sonic with the game. I mean, the movies that's come out the past couple of years. I'm sure that that's playing a huge part, just rekindling that the love for Sonic. Yeah, it's that'd be interesting to see how what Sega comes out with because it's been a minute. I saw one like a few weeks ago. If anything recent than that, then no. It looks like 15 to me. With Final Fantasy graphics. Because my entry to this franchise was 13, because that was the first time it hit Microsoft. And of course, I got it immediately and loved it, right? 13 was such a beautiful game. It was incredibly long. Excuse me. It was incredibly long. But the story was great. The fighting was great. Weapons, the characters, everything. There was almost the only thing, quote unquote, wrong with it was how linear it was. For how open world it was. You know what I mean? Like It was strange. It was, they tried to make it feel open world, but you always went in a straight line, no matter what. That was like the only thing that I found strange first. And then 15 came out and it was just fully open world. 15 was also great. So, but everything that I've seen from 16, I haven't seen much of the combat, but just looking at like the world, the characters, the designs, it looks like 15 to me. Just different characters. Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge, huge chunk. Kind of crazy when you think about it. But yeah, it's just one of those things. I've always wondered what AMD does to stay afloat. They have their hands in so many pots in the hardware when it comes to gaming in general. So good for them, because they need more money to be NVIDIA and just force NVIDIA to just make true bangers of GPUs. Because I can't tell you how many times I've watched like reviews on YouTube and read articles on the 4090 and the 4080 and how just not worth the value and upgrade those cards are from the 30 series. Yeah, best bang for your buck. I feel like you wouldn't play as them. I don't know. So that would be the character to do it. That's interesting. No. There's no way that they would just drop that. Although, I mean, Elden Ring has surprised us with such a fantastic game. If they were to just drop a free DLC like that huge, wild. But I don't see that happening. Very cool. That is all I had as well. So I'm going to go ahead and sign us off then. So thank you all for hanging out with us yet another week. As always, check the link in the descriptions below for all of our other content. And also, if you are on a platform that can rate podcasts, go ahead and throw 5 stars if you enjoy this podcast. If you did not enjoy it, just don't do that and wait till the next episode. You can always reach out to us on Twitter at Two Guys One Level. Let us know what you thought of this episode, any past episodes, and what you would like for us to discuss in any future episodes. As always, thank you all for listening, and we will catch you all next time.